the Scott City baseball team off to a good start, 5-1, one of their better starts in a long time, but it's been a great season, and they will be at home against Lakin on Friday. We'll have that doubleheader for you here on Mix 94.5 as we talk with Coach David Dirks here. And Coach, thanks again for joining me here. A 5-1 split yesterday at Holcomb, and kind of an unusual lopsided split like that, but I guess the teams are pretty even, and it ended up being that way at the end.
Yeah, you know, we lost the first game there, and, you know, we kind of gave them a little bit of lead early on, and then we crawled right back into it, had one bad inning, and that was kind of end of that game, and it ended short. And then game two, we came back, and I was proud of the way they took an early lead on us again, but we came back and matched them, and then they had a bad inning that kind of led to our lopsided victory there in game two. But, you know, to get a split on the road against a league team is something worthwhile doing. And you know, it's usually, I guess, if you're going to split, you know, you like winning game two, so you can go home with that kind of on your mind instead of the lopsided loss. But, yeah, good start for our guys, and you know, we're looking forward to the rest of the week.
Yeah, that game one against Holcomb, and just kind of looking back at the stats there, and I think it's something that you can learn a lot upon, and just attention to detail, because you guys had, I know you'll say it, way, way too many errors.
Absolutely. You know, and the errors in the first inning, but really that one bad inning that we had, errors and walks, and they had a couple hits mixed in, but you start mixing all that together, and it equaled a big inning, and most of that came with two outs. So we got to find a way to end those landslides when they happen, and keep them, you know, to short innings, and maybe just a couple runs instead of letting them have a big inning late in the game, because then that kind of shortened it up, and we, being the road team, we were left with not enough outs and at bats to get back into it.
Yeah, second game, you had, it was close early on there, and then you guys explode with a 11-run inning. It's been a while since Scott City's had an 11-run inning, and that was kind of fun to see, I bet.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of our runs too in that one, just like Holcomb did in game one with two outs. We got some of them before we got to two outs. But we moved some base runners in good shape and had some timely hits. And, you know, Holcomb had a couple errors in there mixed in as well. But it was fun batting around and seeing guys up there twice. So,
and, you know, I noticed the consistent thing yesterday is you guys are continuing to put the bat on the ball at a pretty good pace.
We are. You know, we're giving ourselves a chance to get on base, and we have hit with a little bit of power this year, a little bit better than in years past. And, you know, we got to continue to do that every time we go out and make sure that we make them field it and throw it.
I know you probably were thinking about this a little bit, but pitch counts for everybody, and you were able to kind of work things around where you guys have everybody on deck for Friday against Lakin.
We do. You know, we won't be unlimited with everyone coming out of Friday into Tuesday as well. But we do have everyone available for Friday's game. You know, we were, you know, probably if we would have played, we only played 10 innings there in Holcomb, so that would have changed the outcome a little bit if we would have played two longer games. But, you know, each Tuesday, you know, we probably plan on losing one guy for the Friday matchup, and no, if two, if we need be. But it did, you know, also, I guess, overall with the split and then having pitchers available too is a good outcome for a Tuesday game.
Yeah, it'd be nice to your home for a couple of times in a row here, of course, with Lakin on Friday and then Colby next Tuesday. But Lakin, this is going to be a good test for you guys, and I'm assuming you're probably going to see their ace pitcher here on Friday.
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to it. I think we can hang with a lot of teams out here, and, you know, and we've talked to our team about this. Pretty much everyone on our schedule, we're also going to see it on regional since that's been announced, and so it'll be a good test for us to kind of see where we're at, and, you know, and they're off to a good start this season. So I think they played earlier this week as well. So we'll be ready for them, and should be a good game on Friday.
Absolutely, and you got to love to see the balance as well that you're seeing from not only, of course, yourself, but I think that has to make things pretty fun as well.
It is. It's unusual, you know, with our opponents this year, not exactly knowing what they have without playing last year. If you weren't a freshman or a sophomore the last time we played non-varsity, You know, we haven't seen you play. We might know your name or something like that, or have some stats, but actually seeing a guy and remembering them, and so kind of rebuilding that knowledge base of some of these teams. And but it does seem out here that, you know, well, a lot of splits from week to week and day to day. So should be a lot of good baseball.
All right, once again, Coach David Dirks joining us here talking baseball as they'll be at home next couple of doubleheaders. 5-1 start for the Beavers here. And, Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and good luck to you, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right, thank you.